Next question. To what degree do you think contemporary artists value tradition or the traditional arts here in Singapore?
Can't answer for
Actually,
everybody, right?
you can speak because from your company point of view, it's very interesting.
Well, then I can only speak for finger players again, myself included. Because finger players do puppetry, right? And we do all forms of puppetry, contemporary and traditional as well. So for that matter, we do value traditional art form, especially puppetry. For the rest, I'm not sure. Perhaps we've said something before, which is not in the record just now. Is that demand and supply? It wasn't yeah. So demand and supply thingy. So how it's the same question for the audience now. How do they value traditional art form? How many of them value traditional art form? This is I'm not sure. And of course, the percentage of people out there who really value traditional art form, these people will be, at the end of the day, people buying tickets to traditional art shows. Yeah, and that will also it come back to the money issue again. So, yeah, and then we agree that it takes through time, through conscious effort, that we can build up this interest in the audience, but that takes time. And artists, do we have the room, the money to sustain this process of educating, inverted commas, the audience?
I want to, of course, these questions again very loaded, and I don't know what is
Definitely.
what. For example, contemporary versus tradition, you know. And our tradition, at least for spoken drama, our tradition may not be the your opera tradition. We talk about modern theatre, whereby we're talking about your Stanislavskis. But what I'm just going to say sort of relate to the same thing in a way that, A, in the first place, even looking at the short history of our contemporary theatre, there are particular traditions. But has these traditions been recorded, organized, and talked about, discussed? And it isn't. So whenever contemporary artists say they make a breakthrough, the breakthrough is actually arbitrary because you don't know what you're breaking through. So the history of Singapore theatre actually needed in the first place to be properly recorded, documented, and analyzed. I have seen many reviews or even productions that people say that this is never seen, but actually I've seen, at least in Singapore. So what is the thing that one has broken through? So that tradition, if I say there's a particular tradition, I would have recognized that tradition, but it's because no one talks about it, so it's not being recorded. So that's one. So similarly, then I would say that one of the big problem that we have with the traditional arts was actually, as a cultural form, it has not been properly documented, and at the same time, we have sort of lost a kind of connection with it. So it's strange that first, in the first place, all these traditional arts were imports that came with the migrants. Then now we claim them to be part of our tradition. When it came, it already sort of cut off its a certain relationship with its roots. And then it was trying to struggle in it as its form to actually just to remain what it is. But as a form, has it progressed and developed into something more sophisticated for us to investigate and then to counter or to fight against, or I won't say fight against, but to break through? I don't think it has. So now when we are talking about preserving the traditional, there's a lot that need to be asked. But say, for example, you look at visual arts, there are certain forms which are very well documented, like your Nanyang Huaxi, Paixi. This one you probably are also familiar. So whether you look at Georgette Chen's, you look at Chen Wenxi's, and you look at Liu Kang's, you know, style, and you're going to ask yourself, you look at all this Nanyang Pai Huafeng, and you look at, if I'm a contemporary artist now, using brush, using oil, and using the same content, how would I actually dialogue with those that I've seen? Ah, then you're looking at that trajectory. But theatre is strange because A, documenting is difficult. It's hard to question that thing, but it could be done, but we have not done it.
Is it because we don't have an iconoclastic kind of style?
In the first place, theatre has always been the most fluid, because theatre changes with the environment and the social political situation so quickly that once it's performed, it's gone. So unless some people have recorded it, then when some people have recorded it and somebody must write about it, then it is documented and seen. If I've drawn I've gone to Bali and I drew all those paintings, the painting will always be there. The only problem is some people may have thrown it without knowing it. But if not, it's always there, and then there is always a reference for you to see what Chen Wenxi has done, you know, what the rest has done. So, but theatre don't have that thing. The closest is actually the opera, Chinese opera, or the traditional, because it's so codified that it actually as a form has remained. But I think in Chinese traditional theatre, the difficulty was actually the disconnectedness socially and politically with the form, you know. So, but that one need a different, it's very complex issues. I don't know whether our effort now to try to revitalize the Chinese opera or the traditional form, which is one of the main agenda in NEC. I don't know what strategy is really the best. I mean, I've not been really thinking about that lah. But that one need to actually sit and think through.
Thank you.